Hello.
Hi,
hello.
Is this Mary?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Mary. My name is Lisa Taylor. I am your assigned project manager, and just give me a quick moment.
Okay.
So sorry about that, Mary. I would like to welcome you on board, first of all. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing good, but this, I don't know if you'll be happy you're assigned to my project or not. What is your first name?
My name is Lisa, and I
Lisa.
Am very excited to work with you, by the way.
Well, I wrote this book, Lisa, 30
mm-hmm.
years ago.
Wow.
And I never did anything with it. And
okay.
Recently I came across it, and I thought, you know, I'm going to sit down and read this again. So mm-hmm. it was as though I was reading a book off the shelf. I didn't remember the majority of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was shocked at how much I enjoyed the book. And I finished it a couple of days ago, and I said to my husband, damn, it's got a really good shocker finish.
Okay. So you decided to publish it.
Well, you know, what the heck. It may be for not. I mean, it may be a silly thing to do, but I think the book is good. I just don't know how you all would look at it. But anyway.
Tell me more about it. What exactly is the book about?
Well, I put the name on it to have it all, because it's about a woman, Mary Kendall, who is married to an excessively wealthy businessman who actually owns the largest gold vein in Canada.
Okay.
And he's ruthless, but she's crazy about him. But it's just an interesting story. He ends up stealing a process from someone that
mm-hmm.
I call a differential recovery process.
Okay.
He steals this process that extracts gold from volcanic ash. And so it's a romance, but it's a mystery, because he has stole this particular process, and he's trying to get away with using someone else's process. And so it's complicated.
Yeah.
But
yeah, for sure.
But it's definitely a mystery with romance in it. Okay.
Gotcha. And
so,
is this like a true story, or is that a fiction?
It's fiction. It's fiction.
Okay. Wonderful. Did you come up with this idea, Mary?
I did. A lot of the different entities that I used in it, not their real names, of course, are people that have come in and out of my life during different
wow.
times. Like it, at one time, I actually lived in a very large home across the street from a man who had a huge gold vein in Canada.
Okay.
So that's kind of where I got the idea, because I, 20 years ago, lived in a neighborhood with a man like that.
Wow. All right.
Anyway, you know, bits and pieces from memory and life experiences, but I just decided, what the heck, I'm an old lady, I'm going to just give this thing a shot and see where it goes. I've always had the ability to write.
Mm-hmm.
So
why didn't you explore it further? I mean, why did you quit writing?
I just wrote this one book, and then, you know, I was busy with life. I thought, well, it was nice that I wrote it and I got it done. It's fine. I can say I wrote a book. And then I just put it away and never did anything with it. Well,
okay.
Actually, that's not true. I did go to a writer's conference.
Mm-hmm.
And I was extremely, it was a terrible conference where you had like 6 minutes with every editor or something, every publisher. You know, you went from table to table. It was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody wanted books about gays and lesbians. They didn't want books like mine. And this was we're talking 30 years ago. I think it was when the, you know, the ultimate, the LGBT and all of that was just getting started.
Exactly. It was the cultural difference, too, at that point of time. It was all new, so it just created a hype. Well, Mary, I think you made the best decision of your life, you know, getting this book out.
It's going to be fun to take this path.
Yes. It's going to be a new learning process. Yes, it's going to be a new learning process for you as well. We will be enjoying a lot while working, of course. All right, and we'll have your book out.
And I expect you to be painfully honest about it. If it sucks,
of course.
I don't want to go any further with it, you know? You got to be honest with me about it.
Of course. I will be completely honest with you, Mary. And, that's when I received the book. Let me read the book first, and then I'll give you an honest opinion as to, you know, whether or not it's going to work and you know, go to the next phase or what the scenario is with that, because I've been working in this industry for the past 7 years. So I quite have the idea of what sells and what doesn't. So don't worry.
Okay.
I believe in honesty, and we're going to, you know, base our foundation on that. All right?
Okay. That's good.
All right.
Very honest too.
That is great. Now, let me guide you with the process too really quickly. I believe you already had a discussion with Daniel in regards to the manuscript. You'll be sending that to our mailing address. He will be confirming the mailing address to you, just now. I believe he was taking care of that. So he'll reconfirm the address, and then you can send the files there. Meanwhile, I would like you to sign up on the portal. Are you in front of your computer or your system? Do you have access to your email?
I'm in front of my computer, and I'm actually on my email right now.
Okay. Now, you must have received an email from Creative Design Agency. That's the name of the portal. Do you see any email there?
Hang on a second.
Let me see.
Yes, Lisa Taylor, Creative Design. Uh-huh.
That is correct. Now, it's going to ask you to sign up on the portal. Do you see any option to get started or sign up, anything like that?
Okay. The first one just says welcome aboard, and right above the reply on this. And the other one says you've been added by Lisa Taylor to collaborate on design, Creative Design Agency.
Mm-hmm.
I've been added. Let me see here. You've been added. Get started. I guess this is what you want. Okay. And I mentioned Daniel. I'm an old lady. I'm not a computer techie, so you're going to have to be patient with me.
I completely understand that. No worries. All right. I got
you. Okay. Oh, I have to create a password?
That is correct.
Okay.
Your login credentials for the portal are going to be your email address, and you will be creating a new password. Let me know once you're done with that.
I would like to share news about teamwork products. What are these things I'm asking? By signing up, you agree to the storing of your data. I guess I have to do that, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. I never save my passwords anywhere because I always feel like that's a privacy violation, but I don't need to save the password. I know what it is.
Fine. That's your call. And even if even if the password is getting saved, it's going to be getting saved in your device or on your system. So, you'll be the only one who has access to that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It's thinking or something.
All right. Then let's just wait for the portal to log in, and then I'll guide you further.
Where are you located at, Lisa?
I am located in California. Where are you based, by the way?
Arizona.
Oh, Arizona. How's the weather there?
Oh, it's 112 or 111 or something. You know, this is our hot time.
We're
in summer, so every day is 110 or above.
Whoa, okay. And how are you guys managing that?
we're used to it. It's just the way it is.
Right, right. You just got immune to that weather.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so
it's
did
still,
the portal log in?
It's still going back and forth and thinking.
Okay.
That's kind of weird.
I don't know why it's doing that.
Oh, that's my front door. Sorry.
No worries.
I don't know why it's doing that either. It just keeps thinking.
Okay, you know what?
Oh.
Let's...
And somebody, hold on. Larry, there's somebody selling something, I think. Would you go get rid of him? I don't know what he's doing. Okay, sorry.
No worries. So is it still not loading?
No, it's not.
Okay. Then, Mary, yeah, don't worry about that. Whatever I sent you on the portal, I'm sending that to you via email. All right, we'll keep it simple. I understand that you are having a technical difficulty with the portal, so let's just skip that, and we'll continue our conversation on via email. Are you comfortable with that?
Sure.
Okay, then let me send you the email. All right. Okay, we are almost done with that. Okay, so what... Let me just guide you in regards to what exactly I'm sending you right now. I'm sending you a brief form to fill out, okay? Now, you'll be sending us the manuscript via mail. However, I would request you to fill out these brief forms to get started with maximum information that you can provide about the book. Is that fine with you?
Okay, yeah.
All right, so once you send me the filled forms, I will assign this to the writing team, well, the editing team, along with the marketing team, and we'll get started with that.
Can you hold 1 second? I'm sorry, hold on.
Sure.
You want the parts for the... Oh, he's going to fix the stove, yay. That was the repairman. He's going to fix my stove. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay,
let's back up. Sorry, I had to find the part for my husband. I had it put away. Okay.
No worries. I got you. All right. So as I was saying, I am sending you the brief forms. All you got to do is download the brief forms, fill them out, and return them back to the email address I'm sending you from.
I just clicked on this thing and started over. Oh, I thought it went through, but it says, sorry, it looks like this invite has expired. Never mind. I'm sorry. I don't mean to keep interrupting you. All right. I'm on my email now. I see...
Okay, I have just sent you another email from my email address, which is lisa.taylor@gnomebookwriting.com. So you should be receiving my email any minute now.
Is it titled Us a Teamwork?
No.
Hmm.
It's going to be titled Welcome on Board.
Okay, I just opened it. Yeah, I got it.
Okay, now there are two attachments to it. One of them is the editing form, and the second one is the book cover form, all right, the book cover design form. I would like you to answer these questions to the best of your ability and send them back to me on the same email address, of course. Once you do that, I will assign these services or products to the teams, for example, the design team and the editing team, and they will start working on it. So you'll be receiving drafts and progress in every 3 to 4 working days, okay?
Okay.
I need to ask one more question, Mary. Is there a set timeline or deadline that you're anticipating for the book?
No.
Okay. All right, well, usually when we are working with a book of, let's say, 100 to 150 pages, it takes about 2 to 3 months, depending on the number of revisions, all right, to complete.
Okay.
Now, since we are working on the marketing aspect for the book as well, that'll be the last phase, okay? So first, we will start off with the editing, get the book finalized, along with the book cover. That'll be phase one. Then we enter phase two, where we'll be publishing your book and initiating with the marketing. You with me?
Yes.
All right, so we're not initiating with the marketing right now, because we have to focus on the book first. Get that ready, have everything ready to be published, and then we will initiate with the marketing. All right? And I'll guide you step by step. So we'll take baby steps. All right? I don't want to confuse you or overburden you with everything. We'll do one thing at a time. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay, sounds good. So that is pretty much it for today, Mary. I will keep in touch with you, and once you return the brief forms to me, we will have another discussion, and I'll let you know the next steps. All right?
Okay. So you are the project manager, Lisa?
That is correct. I will be your primary medium of contact from now onwards, and if you have any concerns, anything at all, you want to talk, if there are any questions whatsoever, you contact me. Okay?
Now, the only other thing is I have not gotten an address to where I have to send the manuscript and the contract.
Let me check that with Daniel. I've also texted you from my cell number. So if you can save this number, I'll be available anytime for you. You can drop me a text.
That's 218-398-8181.
No. Did you receive a text message from my number? That is 408-641-4028. It should say, "Hi, Mary, it's Lisa Taylor from No Book Writing."
Oh, yes, I got it. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
The number that you're on right now is the one that I just said.
All
you're
right.
calling
so,
from 218-398-8181.
That's
on
the,
my phone.
That's the main line. That's the office number.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So your number for me to reach you is the 408. 341-4028.
That number, yeah,
okay.
That is my cell number. That is available on texting. This is the office
okay.
main line. So just in case if you are not getting me anywhere else, then you can call the main line and ask for me. Otherwise, you can just drop me a text. I'll be available.
Okay. That sounds good, Lisa.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, Mary. Let me check with Daniel real quick, and I will get back to you, okay?
Okay. Super. Thank you.
All right. You have yourself a good weekend.
I will. Oh, listen.
Yes.
I'm going to put your phone in my my contacts so you don't get spit out. I have one of those spam blocker things on my phone.
Yes.
So
yes.
If it doesn't recognize the phone number, it won't put it through. So will you be calling me back on your cell number?
I may call you back from there, but, yeah, just add me there on a safe friend.
I'm going to put the main number and your cell number in my contacts, so then we won't have this problem anymore.
Please do. Thank you so much.
Okay. Uh-huh.
All right.
Bye-bye now.
Bye now.